5AOW, KC2OVP.
KC2OVD, I believe, in 5AOW.
Good evening, I've been calling you Bill, but I understand your friends call you Bob. I have four pieces of traffic for you, if you are ready to copy.
Okay, let me turn a page here and I'll be ready, okay?
Please copy routine 287 from KA2ZNZ7, Liverpool, New York, 527 to Bob, N5AOW, break. Bob, break. Sending you best wishes for your birthday. Break. 73, break. Jack, KA2ZNZ, net manager, Octem. Break. Did you copy?
Roger. Copied 100%. I gotta thank Jack. Boy, he's done that every year, and, yeah, 75 this year or so. Getting up there.
Well, I have three more. Please copy number 288, routine, N2MQP, 15. Liverpool, New York, 527, break. Bob, N5AOW, break. Birthdays come but once a year. Hope this is a happy one. Happy birthday, Bob, break. 73/88, Carol, N2MQP. Did you copy?
N2MQP. I certainly did, 100%. Thank you.
Please copy. Number 2034, routine, N2KKL, 9, Stockwell, New York, May 25th, break, 2, Bob, N5AOW, break. Happy birthday, Bob. May you enjoy your special day. Break. 73, Pauline, N2KKL, and the traffic, did you copy?
Roger, copied 100%, N2KKL. Well, thank you all, 73 to all, and 5AOW.
Please copy number 15, routine, Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, 9, Utica, New York, May 27, break, 2, Bob, N5AOW, break. Happy birthday. I hope you have special day. Craig, Dick, KC2OVB, end of traffic, did you copy?
Roger, roger, copy 100%, and I want to thank everybody for remembering me.
This is KC2OVB, Bob, you have a lot of friends out there. Hope you have a great day. KC2OVB, 73, and clear. I'm really glad I caught you so I can deliver the traffic. 73, clear.
Sure appreciate that and the birthday wishes and 73 to everyone. Have a fine evening and I'll now start the net. This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater. 146.655 megahertz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties, welcome to check in, weather without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Okay, Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting is going to be on June 21st, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Press, Northam Community Business Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, and mobile stations wishing to check in? Not hearing any, or are there any EchoLink stations that would like to check in?
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through the EchoLink system from Oneonta, New York, and it looks like I'm the only one in the queue so far, Bob.
Okay, Kevin, very good. You might just as well pick up the table or the floor and go for it. See what you have, and I hope everything is wonderful down your way.
Okay, yes, yes, Bob. KD2FBM out here in Oneonta. We had a high of 92 here today. I know Albany broke a record from 1911. With a high that was originally at 91, they actually hit 93 today. So it was quite sultry out there for the quote-unquote, I guess they call it the unofficial start to summer, because summer doesn't really begin until the middle, latter part of June. But we'll take it. This has been a blessing here. It's like we went from one extreme to the other, so kind of typical. And, yeah, as I came into the net here tonight, I think I heard a bunch of birthday traffic for you, so if that's the case, I'll wish you a happy birthday myself. So I'll stand by and I'll listen. This is KD2FPM 73, back to net control.
Hey, Kevin, and thank you for the birthday wishes. And, yeah, we had an excellent day here, started out at 61. And best we had reading, I didn't check it all the time, but we did have 92 also, and, well, I'll tell you what, wonderful night. Went out with a friend, he picked us up from the island, and we went around the lake and spent some time visiting friends and celebrating a little bit. Just wonderful. Weather was good, the bugs were phenomenal, and we had a good time with it. enjoyed it, and well, I'll tell you what, we'll welcome any more days like that that want to flow our way. So with that, I'll make a call for regular members and guests. This is N5AOW.
KD2AIG, good evening.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
Okay, George, N2PFM. Yeah, I didn't get back to you this afternoon. I just went swamped. I was literally buried in the heat and everything, I'll tell you what. And all I can deal with today, and I got another day like that coming tomorrow. Unfortunately, I get tied up with helping folks with their boats and whatever, and well, I'll tell you what, little problems turn into big ones, and ironically, last night we were on a lake and towing a neighbor of ours with our boat and picked him up, and afterwards we talked a little bit, went to fire up and wouldn't start up and not run. So I've got that to contend with, but can't get to it until I get done with all these folks that have been lined up waiting and wanting to enjoy the holiday on the lake with their boat. So, well, I'll tell you what, just ties me up in it. I'm a little up in years for doing this and almost can't keep up with it, but do the best I can. So anyway, back to you, George. What have you got for us this evening?
Well, good evening, Bob. Again, happy birthday, Ramon. I think KD2AIT may have been there just as I let up from there. We may have doubled there. In fact, I almost positively did. We had a temperature range today here of 61. This must have been the cold spot, so I'm glad of that. Going to church tomorrow and all. I did finally tell Frontier yesterday, if I do not have a working modem in my hand in the here by next Friday, no questions, just take the internet out. I don't want it anymore. If I got to go to, big companies like you can't even provide me with a modem, then just take it out. I don't want anything to do with you anymore. Okay, I got to get the competition. I just want it out of here if they can't even provide me with a working modem. So with that, we'll say God bless the 73s and hope everyone has a good holiday weekend. And 2PFM clips.
All right, George. Yeah, I can understand that. We've had issues with Frontier from time to time, and a lot of times they take care of it. Other times, you know, when you need it, it seems like a little lax, but eventually they get to it. But not sometimes as quickly as need to be. Okay, you have a great evening, 7-3, and enjoy the evening, and I think we're going to get a good day tomorrow also. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins.
KD2AIT.
KTQTQR.
Hey, we've got KC2QQR, John, and KD2AIT. Jeff, I had you written down after George. Give me a heads up on that, so we'll start with you. I hope you're enjoying, I'm sure you're at camp and enjoying the day and probably fishing. How's everything going?
Well, good evening, Bob. Happy birthday. And Roger, we are enjoying it up here at camp. Haven't got any fishing in yet. We got in a little late. We did go down to the river and do some swimming, though, and the water in the Black River is mighty warm, and I'm enjoying it. Usually this time of year when you get in the water, you walk out and your feet are numb and your, you know, skin's blue and everything else. But this time of year, it was just you could go in there and really sleep it, or really let it seep right into your skin. It was nice. But anyway, we're up here sitting around the campfire, not doing a lot. Just kind of chilling out. We're playing some guitars and having a good time. So KD2AIT, back to net control. And again, happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Jeff, and I'm glad you're enjoying the day. And well, I'll tell you what, that temp really climbed up there today. I was down working on the dock this morning, and you know, I was checking into problem with the boat and whatever, and had other things going on, went back up by the house, and it was warm, really warm. And the sad part was, there wasn't a whole lot of breeze at that particular time, but luckily enough, it cooled down a bit, and the breeze came up, and we enjoyed it also, equally as well. Get out and spend some time in the lake. So, I'm glad to hear that you had some good time down, or up at the lake, or up at, oh, pardon me. Got my mouth numb working with my brain this evening. Anyway, got some time at camp and got in the water and enjoyed it, and I agree. I've been in the water this time of the year numerous times, and usually frigid, like you were talking about, your feet being numb, and can't wait to get out and wrap up in a warm towel. But water not bad. It's getting warmed up pretty good. Even the lake is doing pretty decent. Okay, have a good evening, and we'll see what Chuck's got for us. KC2QQR.
KC2QQR. Well, first and foremost, happy birthday, Bob. And everybody else on that, hope everybody enjoyed the day. I certainly did. I was in and out of the house today, doing stuff around the house, enjoying the warm temperatures, that's for sure. We got up to right around 89 degrees here. I don't think it hit 90 here. It might have gone, I was going in and out, and every time I'd walk by the outdoor thermometer, I'd, you know, just peer into it and see what it said, and it was around 89, so it might have hit 90, maybe a little higher, but it was still bad, and the, we did have times where there was no wind, and it, you know, it definitely felt like that, you know, 90 degree temperature, but other, for the most part, the whole day had, had some kind of breeze to it, which was nice. The bugs, weren't that bad, and it was definitely an enjoyable day. I could definitely use more days like today, for sure, compared to some of the cold, blustery days we had this past winter, that's for sure. And yes, the water is getting warmer out there. I had a friend of mine, went kayaking today, and unfortunately I wanted to go, but he told me that he went over to Delta Lake, and that it's not that bad over there, believe it or not. So it's getting there. Next thing you know, every day it'll be up in the 80s, and it'll be nice. And you know, other than the thunderstorms, I think we're supposed to get some later on this week. So we'll see what happens. Other than that, I hope everyone has a happy Memorial Day, and bring it back to net control. 736 KC2QQR.
Okay, Chuck, I'm glad you had a great day today. I think most of us did, enjoyed the sun and the warmth, and yeah, at times maybe a little too warm, probably because the breeze settled down a little bit, but it seemed to come around when you needed it most, and it made an absolutely phenomenal day. And I'm looking for anything near facsimile tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, and the rest of the week. And a little bit of rain if it's satisfaction, just when you see some veggies grow up. I get a chuckle out of it, but anyway, we have fun with it. Even though it's more work than what we need to fool around with, it's still fun. Okay, 7-3, and have a good evening. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-in. I had a good day today myself. I started out, took the dog for a run, and started out early down at the lake, and looking into what the problem was with the boat last night. Didn't solve it yet, but I will come up with an answer one way or another. Take me a little bit longer than what I used to, but I'll come up with it, figure it out. But it was a great day. We enjoyed it up on up by the house, and as a matter of fact, I think the breeze was cooler by the house, ironically, than it was down by the lake, and that's usually the other way around. But worked out nice. We had a great day, and a friend of ours picked us up after dinner, and we spent some time on the lake and visited others on the lake and enjoyed that. So it just was a great day overall. So with that, we'll make another call. Anyone else like to check in with us? Come down. This is N5AOW. Well, sounds like it's going to be a quiet evening. Everyone is out enjoying it. Still enjoying it. Maybe out to dinner. Maybe on the lakes. Maybe out for a hike. And that's good. So, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Not hearing any, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net and the repeater in regular ham air use. I want to thank everyone that wished me a happy birthday. That's coming Monday. And just wonderful to have friends and people extend their happiness to, you know, folks that when it comes along with birthdays. So with that, I want to thank Chuck, Jeff, George, and Kevin for checking in this evening. Everyone, 7-3. Have an excellent day tomorrow and a safe one. This is N5AOW. Net control for the Black River Valley service net clear.
This is KD2FBM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system, and hopefully we'll catch you guys again tomorrow. Until then, 7-3, KD2FBM will be clear.
KB2KOJ. I think Bob is gone. N5AOW, KB2KOJ. nothing heard. KB2KOJ is clear.